Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. It is Dallas week. They're wearing the Kelly greens. We got a lot to discuss here on the show. Kyle behind the glass. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, listen. I know y'all been stressed out this week. I need to get you a drink or something. Go tonight, get you a nice little adult beverage, man, and just relax.
You talking to yourself or
no,
us?
No.
Well,
talking to the people, man.
Oh, the people.
Yeah, because, you know, they about to get, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to stress some folks out.
No, it's going to get stressed out today. No, we're
going to get stressed out.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be quite fine.
What are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just saying that they need to get...
Oh, it's going
to
be my fault today if people get stressed out?
No, I mean, they're going to be stressed out regardless.
Mm. Well, that's usually what happens around here. We got a lot to discuss. First of all, before we get to everything else, how about Tyrese Maxey last night?
Good night for them things.
Good night for the local teams last night with the Flyers and the Sixers. Maxey, 54 points last night. What a night for him. And, Hugh, hopefully what an afternoon, evening it'll be for the Eagles Sunday afternoon in Dallas. All right, it's been a weird week, right? It has. A lot of noise, a lot of drama around the Philadelphia Eagles this week. And here, as we get ready for the game itself, and this always happens, we're like, well, talk about the game. All right, well, I got to get something off my chest about this game.
I got to get it off my chest.
And I just want to see how you feel. I want to see how everyone feels. Am I the only one feeling this week and today? As we walk into this game, typically, and sometimes you look at the schedule and you feel different things in different ways, different weeks. Like, for example, 4 weeks ago, if you had said, Joe, the Eagles-Cowboys, I would have said, Eagles are going to blow them out. Mm-hmm. Cowboys' defense is terrible. Eagles had started to roll a little bit offensively in the month of October. Like, oh, this is going to be a blowout. And then you kind of move forward to today, and maybe you feel the same, maybe you don't. And I'm looking at this game, and I have really weird trap game vibes to me today. I feel like, again, hold on. This feels like a trap game. You could laugh. It feels like a trap game to me.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now, this feels like a trap game. And let me explain why I feel that way. Look, obviously the Eagles are better than the Cowboys, clearly. They are road favorites for a reason. They are way better than the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to end the season, you know, with like 5 or 6 more wins than the Dallas Cowboys. They're way better. But sometimes, and I don't mean to be Doc Rivers here, sometimes the schedule does different things to you.
Any given Sunday.
Well, and this is what I'm thinking about as we go into this game. So, number one, it's been a week of noise and distraction around the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't come across to me right now as a strong, united front. You could say it's all media-driven, and I say you're wrong. They do not come across for me right now as a strong, united front. So, we have that problem. Lane Johnson's not playing in this game. In the last 35 games without Lane Johnson, if you go back all the years with his injuries, they are 12-23 without Lane Johnson when he doesn't play. This team craters without Lane Johnson. Now, I think they'll be able to overcome it more this year because he's been in and out a lot, but the reality is they have not played well over years without Lane Johnson. So we're down Lane. We have all the infighting and nonsense within the team. And then you have the schedule spot, okay? Well, you could say, here's the schedule spot. The Eagles are coming off of 2 back-to-back physical games. Would you agree with that? Physical, tough games?
Yes.
Packers-Lions. The Dallas Cowboys have played 1 game in the last 18 days because of their bye. They've played 1 game in 18 days. They are clearly the more well-rested team in the month of November. So they're at home. They're more well-rested. They don't have the infighting stuff. And as bad as they are on defense, and they're bad, they're a little better now than they were a month ago. Let's call it for what it is. They traded for Quinnen Williams. They brought Overshown back from injury. They are ranked 31 in defense, but my eyes tell me they're more like, I don't know, 20 in defense now. Like they've gone from horrendous to just not very good. And I wish we could take advantage of it, But quite frankly, I don't trust the Eagles offense at all right now. So I'm adding all this up. And next week, we have a short week to play a 7-win football team in the Chicago Bears. Like, the Eagles have another game on Friday here at home against a 7-win Bear team. This feels like a trap game. Hugh, where are you at on this? But I'm telling you right now, I think the Eagles are going to win, but I fully expect this to be an uncomfortably close game in Dallas. It feels like a trap to me. Hugh, where you come down?
You know what, Joe? You brought some really sound points to this. And, you know, Monday, when the Cowboys played.
Yeah.
I looked at that and the way that they were playing and the emotion that they played with, and I thought the same thing.
Okay.
I thought
all
initially.
Right. All right.
But then I said I refuse to believe that.
Oh, is this team denial?
No. Okay. This team is dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no question about that. There's a lot going on with this team. But there's a lot going on with this team last year.
Yeah.
You know, and their dysfunction as that propelled them to go to the Super Bowl. So I think that even though it's dysfunctional on the outside, I think on the inside that for whatever reason, they've learned how to function with this dysfunctionality. And that's why I don't believe that this is a trap game. I mean, it has all the makings of a trap game, no question about it. You know, when you talk about everything that's going on. But this team has done a tremendous job of being functionally dysfunctional.
That's a good way to say it.
You know what I mean? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that.
Because if we're keeping it a bean, this is not the first time that we've heard these rumblings coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
They've just gotten louder. And people are upset because it's talked about more so this year than opposed to last year. But I can tell you, they've been going through these troubles for a while now,
mm-hmm.
and they've been able to weather the storm and win games, and Nick Sirianni has been able to keep this team together. So I believe that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I hope you're right. And I think the Eagles are going to find a way to win the game. I just, like, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I would have said they're going to go down there and win by 10 or 14. And I don't feel that this morning. I feel like they're going to have a fight on their hands here on Sunday in Dallas. It feels like a game. It's in the middle of this schedule, like Packers, Lions, and the Bears. And I don't really think they're that great, but suddenly they are coming in here next week as a 7-win team. Like, they're playing three teams that could all be in the playoffs. And right now are all right in playoff, you know, range. The Packers, the Lions, the Bears. And then sandwiched in between is a team that will not be in the playoffs in the Dallas Cowboys. That, to me, feels like a trap spot. 215-592-9494. And then you got this. Like, when the Eagles play the Cowboys in Dallas with Dak Prescott, they don't do very well. I mean, we had Elliott on earlier this week and mentioned how the Eagles have gotten blown out there multiple times. Like, the Eagles in Dallas against Dak has not been a good recipe for them. In fact, listen to Adam Schefter talking about Dak Prescott and the history in the NFC. Schefter on Dak and the history when they're in Dallas.
I think that defense is playing at a higher level with Quinnen Williams stepping in there, making his debut Monday night. DeMarrion Overshawn returns. Malik Hooker is back. Logan Wilson's at linebacker. Like, all of a sudden, they've got some players. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this is a really good defense, but it is an improved defense. And if you have an improved defense with that offense, that's pretty formidable. And you know what else is formidable? The Dallas Cowboys at home against NFC East teams. Ty, do you know Dak Prescott's record in home divisional games? 21-2. Do you know the last time that Dak Prescott has lost a home divisional game? 2017.
It's a long time, everybody. It is a long time. This one feels like a trap to me. Hopefully.
You sound like Adam need a puppy.
Well, I don't think he cares who wins or loses. I might need the puppy. But here's what I need. I need a win by the Eagles. I think they're going to get one. I just feel it's going to be tight and uncomfortably close. It feels like a trap game to me. I want the Eagles to have the mentality, at least in some ways, that I heard this word from A.J. Brown yesterday, because he was talking about a lot. We'll play a lot of what A.J. said yesterday at his locker. But he asked about Dallas and kind of how they're desperate for a win. Listen to what he said yesterday.
The Dallas team, they're going to probably come in desperate, right? I mean, and you can bury him with a win, more or less.
We desperate, too. We trying to get it going. We desperate, too. So
I hope they play like that, because they need to go win this football game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Am I the only one that feels this is trappy on Sunday? It's a weird spot. Kyle, where do you come down? Eagles at Cowboys Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you know me. I sort of go through waves and roller coasters of emotion and when all the drama's going on.
Kyle on Tuesday is different than Kyle on Friday.
Yeah, it's like everything's on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh my God, what are we going to do?
Yep.
And then Friday comes around. And, you know, I get to thinking, first of all, it's Dallas, you know. But I feel like this Eagles team is untrappable. Mm. Now, is it going to be a tougher test than the Lions, like for our defense? I think absolutely. I think Dallas offense is going to be a much harder challenge, especially being in Dallas. But
right. In a dome, yeah. No weather, yeah.
But like, how many times do I have to hear about the other team and how desperate they are? Aiden Hutchinson saying it was a must win for the Lions. What happened?
He had all that bravado.
And what happened?
Okay. Like, I,
to me, at this point, it doesn't matter how desperate the other team is. Like, this is just who the Eagles are. Like, I don't, you know, I guess the one game you can point to that might have been a trap game was the Giants one where we lost. But that's also a short week, Thursday night divisional. Like, that's just a classic tough spot, right? I think the last time we were all throwing around the T word was that Panthers game last year. And they ended up pulling through and
they
winning.
They did. It felt a little trappy, though.
But they came through and they won.
They did.
And wasn't that the week we had all the drama? We had all the drama afterwards, right? Yeah. But like every time all this stuff is floating around with the team, they end up banding together and they go out there and you know, I won't say put together a complete great performance because we haven't seen anything out of the offense yet. But something tells me it's not going to happen this week either.
Well, you're probably going to be right, and they're probably going to find a way to win the football game. The other, you go back to last year, I can think of two times we talked about the schedule spot, the team in the middle of other games as kind of trappy. And the Eagles won both games, to Kyle's point, but they both were kind of close. The Panthers game, and I also remember we had the discussion for the Jaguars game here last year, because it was right before the Commanders and then the Rams and then all that. This just, it feels to me like a weird spot. Dallas is playing better. They're coming off their win. They're more rested. It's in Dallas. And all the drama this week. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. This feels like a trap game to me. Agree, disagree. Chris in Middletown is up starting us off on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Happy Football Friday. Chris, what are we feeling?
Jerry Giglio, shut up.
All right. That was pretty good. I laughed at that one. You got me. Go ahead.
Listen, take your powder ass back to Dallas and get out of our city.
Never even been in Dallas.
This isn't the day for this, Jerry, okay? Not the day. Let's get all cranked up. This Sunday, Eagles Nation invade Dallas. Into their overhyped, overpolished, overconfident stadium. And we're about to remind them what they really are. A soft team with an even softer fan base. Their entire history was built on VCR highlight tape. Most of their fans don't even know what a VCR is. Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys will become part of the crime scene. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong era. When we walk out of that tunnel, they're going to feel us coming in their heart and soul. They know trouble coming. Coach Fick is ready to unleash the hounds of hell on Dak Prescott. And nothing in that shiny stadium is going to save them. This Sunday, every gap, every tackle, every snap is the battlefield. We're coming with fire in our eyes and fury in our fists. We're not here to compete. We're here to crush and dismantle. We're showing the world the truth. We are the most violent team in the league. We are the ones who finished the fight. We are going to beat you down in your own yard, right in front of your mama, a.k.a. Jerry Jones. We're going to leave you bloody and broken on the floor. Because this is our house. We own you. We own your piss-ass fan base. We are the champions. We are what everybody wants to be. You're not America's team. You're a media main joke. Take your big star and shove it up your dumpster. Philadelphia's America's team. One nation. One birthplace. One Liberty Bell. Home of the defending world champion. You ready? Here it comes. A-L-E-S-S.
Eagles! Dallas sucks!
Chris, good phone call. All right, Chris is on. I expected nothing more than Chris on point for Dallas Week, Hugh. I wasn't expecting the voice to go out today. I expected a big effort from Chris, and Hugh, he gave it to us.
Yeah, he did. You know, I didn't know they had a stripper pole in Jerry World.
I didn't either. Until you told me.
Yeah, I just
Googled it that way, or you just Googled Jerry World and it came up?
I was like, is there a stripper pole in Jerry World?
But what, what got you there? What caused the search?
What caused the search?
Yeah, you're not going this weekend, are you?
No, I'm not. Oh. But I was just curious because I was always, they said it had all kind of different amenities and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering.
Like,
did it have a stripper
pole? Do they have
When you think amenities, the first thing that pops into your head is a stripper pole?
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, because I've heard it before.
Do they have a dancer performing, or is it just there?
It says they have stripper poles and dancers, or cage dancers.
Is it for Jerry?
Cages?
I don't know. But it says one TripAdvisor review specifically mentions from the massive outdoor art sculptures to the stripper poles and dancers. Jerry World does not disappoint.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never heard that. But this is the kind of information you get nowhere else.
Cage dancers.
Caged?
Cage dancers.
That feels wrong.
Being caged.
Being totally honest.
No, I'm
feels
just
caged
wrong.
Dancers.
I was just thinking. I was like,
is it 2025?
Yeah. Someone might want to check on those guys down there. Let's talk to John in Coatesville. What's up, John?
What the hell?
Yo.
John, what's up?
Hey, man. Listen, first off, I want to say I was a huge fan of you, Hugh.
Was.
When you was playing, you are the reason why I grew out my hair and I got braids.
When I had.
Wow.
Now, have you since shaved your head in solidarity with you?
Nah, I didn't want to do that, but I did go to Bucky's because of you on my last vacation.
You're an inspiration, you
yeah,
Douglas.
I try, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. He is. Absolutely. Anyway. So with that being said, allow me to recklessly speculate.
That's what we do here. So go for it. Go for it, John.
All right. So when it comes to Jalen Hurts and this upcoming game, on a broad spectrum, I do see it mirroring the same situations as we approached the Steelers game last year.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the year, a lot of drama, especially from AJ, you know, I feel like this is the same attitude that you saw in the meme where Jalen Hurts walked past the monitor right before the Super Bowl, where he saw everybody, all of the talking heads counting him out. And you saw that face. The face is iconic. And then you obviously we know what happened in the Super Bowl. In the macro, as Jalen Hurts likes to say, whether we win or lose this game, which I expect us to win, this is still an ongoing problem. And just like A.J. Brown said, I don't feel like we're going to be able to sustainably repeat if the offense is an issue, regardless of how good our defense is, because mirroring what Hugh said last year, defense is sort of a luxury in the sense that it isn't always the number one defense. Because, see, if we had the offense that Brian Johnson had proposed with the defense that Vic Fangio is giving us now, we wouldn't be having any of these conversations. But guess what? We have the luxury of having that defense on point, so our offense is lackluster without, you know, obviously. On another hand, this isn't A.J. Brown or Jalen Hurts' fault. We can go into a million
But whose fault is it then?
All right, so it is their fault, but it's not definitively their fault in whole. It has to be the offensive coordinator. Have you seen the route tree that AJ ran this week?
So
granted, Hurts missed a bunch of throws. Yeah. Obviously, in the last couple of weeks,
John. Like I hear the route tree stuff a lot, and I see it. I mean, I see you watch the game. Don't you think Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni know of other routes to run? Like, why?
They have no clue.
Like, you're right. They're running very predictable routes. I see it. You see it. The route tree charts show it. But, like, why is the question?
I think, you know, I took a job straight out of electrician school, Thaddeus Stevens, Pennsylvania, and it was for selling cars. And I wasn't trained for that. So it took me a while to come around the curve to be able to sell that first car. I'm not saying Kevin Petullo's, you know, completely inept, but, you know, he's been around, but he hasn't been in the position that he's at. I don't see him being on the same level as Steichen and what's the guy at the Saints now?
Kellen Moore. And I agree with that, and I think that we're seeing his youth in terms of in the role. John, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We do know this, though. Kevin Petullo was the pass game coordinator for Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
He was the pass game coordinator for Kellen Moore. So all those concepts that we're asking for, he was the pass game coordinator when they ran maybe more of those in the last few years. So there is some sort of disconnect here. Like, Kevin Petullo knows just as well as you or I or anybody else does, like, there's other routes they could run. Why they're only running what they run, Hugh, that is really the question.
And you would think that he knows the strength and the weaknesses of the quarterback.
Of course.
You know, and
what he position. May what he may prefer to do versus what he doesn't
yeah,
like to
it
do.
It just feels like, for whatever reason, it feels off script. It feels disjointed. And I don't think, if we're being fair, it's not just one thing. I think it's a bunch of things. I think it's a bunch of different things. And we can't.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And put our finger on the one thing. So, you know, we all kind of bounce around and we have our own person that we want to blame all of this on. But it's not, to me, it's just not one thing.
I agree with you. I mean, look, there's probably five of them. It's probably Petullo being inexperienced. It's Sirianni providing nothing to the offense because that's just not what he does. It's probably the offensive line not being what it has been in years past, which is part of the reason why I have some, like, we're just overlooking Lane out of this game. Lane, there's been very few things in the NFL in terms of correlation between a player on the field and off in the last 10 years like Lane Johnson, other than quarterbacks. Like, when Lane Johnson doesn't play, the offense can't move the ball. They don't win games. And I'm not saying the Eagles are going to lose all these games without Lane, but this is going to make this game harder. And this thing to me on Sunday, with all the drama around the Eagles, I hope they're as focused as we want them to be, and it's all going to work out. But this thing feels like a trap game to me. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get everyone's phone calls coming up here. Does this feel like a trap game to you? It does for me here on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is going to be a fight to win this thing and get another victory here. We'll get you set for CombiCon as well with a great prize. Tell you all about it coming up on this side. Plus, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts on how this Dallas team has changed since week one. It does feel like a long time ago since we played the Dallas Cowboys. All right, we have all that coming up. 215-592-9494. Plus all of the Football Friday parts of our show. Guess the takes. We'll have a same game parlay for you later on the show. All coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday. It's Cowboys week, Hugh Douglas. Later on the show, I think we need to go back in time to Hugh's days playing the Dallas Cowboys. We'll have that for you. Of course, we'll get to CombiCon in just a few minutes. What you're playing for today, NFL picks, guess the takes, all coming up later in the show, our same game parlay. We start, though, with this game itself, Eagles-Cowboys. We haven't spoken much about the game this week because all the drama around the Eagles. And the more I think about the game itself, the more I do feel like this is a weird trap game feel to it. I think this is going to be a closer game than we want it to be. I think the Eagles will win, but I feel like this is going to be a fight down in Dallas more than I would have said 2 or 3 weeks ago for a lot of reasons, including they haven't played much in the last 18 days. We've played two tough games. We seem distracted. They don't. And I think their defense has gotten a little better than we think it is or was last time we saw each other. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts this week, talking about how these teams have changed since last time. Let's start with Sirianni on the Cowboys, how they've changed.
How different do the Cowboys look from the first time you played them?
Yeah, obviously some different personnel in there. And they do, you know, as you grow throughout the season, doing some different things. You got a little bit more tape on them, obviously, now than we did going into the – a lot more tape than going into the first game with, you know, had to look at some bear stuff and some different things there. But, yeah, they look different, you know, not only personnel-wise, but also some – you know, as you looked at them going into the first game, there was a lot of unknown.
Well, they do look different, Hugh. I mean, the team we're going to see on Sunday is different than the one we saw in week one. I mean, they have, what, three or four new defensive players who just weren't on the – either weren't on the team or were hurt in week one. So it does feel like a different kind of team.
Yeah, and they went and got Quinn Williams to help shore up that shore up that run game a little bit.
Right, I think it's sack and a half Monday, yeah.
But, they're not the same team. And Dak has played well, man. You're talking about last week, what did he throw for? 268 yards, four TDs, had a QBR of like 138-something. So, yeah, they're playing better. And Dak like – that offense is formidable, no question about it. So that's going to be, in this game, is going to be strength going against strength.
So I think Kyle said this a few minutes ago, all things considered, when you factor in this game is in a dome, right? It's on a fast track, though the weather's not a big part of this. This is the biggest challenge we've had on defense since when? Right, the Packers' offense is a mess. The Lions obviously have a great offense, but Hugh, I think the weather it mitigated a little bit of that Sunday night, right? This is our biggest challenge on defense of the year?
Probably because of the team that you're playing against, the surge, the resurgence that the Cowboys are having.
The weather, hurt the Lions on Sunday and the Eagles. Yeah,
the short rest,
right,
that you have, the quick turnaround. Yeah, all of that. I like the Eagles, man. I was surprised, like, when you played the first game against Green Bay, coming back from that, I thought the rest, I thought they were going to be a little lethargic in that game Sunday night. They weren't. They came out crisp. They looked like the team that was better rested than the Detroit Lions. So I don't really worry about that. I think Coach Fangio does a good job of getting these guys ready to go, Coach Sirianni as well. It's just that, what is this offense going to do? Because we don't know what this offense is.
Well, and that's it. Like, if the Eagles' offense was on its game, Hugh, they'd just win by their offense on Sunday.
Yeah, but I'm confident that they'll figure out a way to win.
Well, okay.
I don't know what that looked like, though.
Are you confident? Is this the week the offense gets going?
What do you mean?
Our offense. Is it the week it gets going?
Like, when you say get going, you mean like,
that you're asking means you know we got a problem.
No, because what in your mind it constitutes getting going?
I don't know. Not seven punts. Like moving the football, sustaining offense.
See, this is where I'm relegated to. Like, because I think a lot of times we try to go into these games. I think I said it last week. I was like, I don't know what to expect. But I expect them to win. Well, not last week because I expect them to lose last week. But the week before that,
yeah,
I didn't know what it looked like. Because somebody asked me, how do you think this game is going to go? Couldn't tell you. And I feel that way this week. Because I feel like, regardless to what we think on the outside looking in, that this team is hella resilient. And that they're going to do everything in their power to help to try to win this football game. The defense is going to keep you in the game. No question about that. Only way I see this thing going south is if the defense get off to a rocky start. And the Cowboys jump out on with two touchdowns.
This is going to be I actually think this is going to be a great litmus test to tell us how great our defense is right now. Like, the last 2 weeks have given us a lot of confidence. This defense is turning back into what last year was. You know, we've had discussions pregame show last week, this week, that this defense might be better than it was last year. This is going to be if the Eagles go down to Dallas this week without weather, on a fast track, and hold that Cowboys team to, I don't know, 16 or 17 points, then it's really time to start saying this is last year's defense all over again. Because, again, when you factor in the weather last week, I would say this is our biggest test defensively since the Rams game, right? Because that was, you know, early in the season, so the weather wasn't part of the game. It's been a long time since we've seen an offense moving the football without weather involved like this. I think this is a huge test, and if we shut them down to you, boy, we'll start saying they're just as good or better than last year's defense if they could do it. I think we will. Let's hear Jalen Hurts talking about the Cowboys and how they've changed since week one.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whatever it was?
I I mean, we won then, we win now. So from a macro perspective, I mean, with us, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
I mean.
Is that a win? Is that a when you have nothing good to say, say nothing at all type of thing?
Well, yeah. You was kind of you know how you Jalen strategically gets out of those. You couldn't maneuver out of that one.
Well, he's waited 9 seconds.
You know, he said, "Hey, we win then, we won then, and we probably gonna try to win now." Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, because it hasn't. Like, if you're being honest, see, this is the thing. If you're being honest, the players aren't satisfied with this. But it's kind of weird that people are mad because this is a story, but the players are like, even Jalen's not satisfied with this performance.
Well, of course he shouldn't be satisfied. I mean, they've scored 26 points winning. The last 2 weeks.
I mean, yeah, you're right, but they're winning. And that's the bottom line. They have to be better. Like, when you talk about, this is financial to me, because when you talk about the type of money that you've amassed on that side of the ball and the underperformance that they're doing, it can't be like that.
Well, of course not. I mean,
it'd be like that.
They're clearly all frustrated. They're not moving the ball more. This should be more of a get right game. I mean, this is, even though the Cowboys look a little bit better, as Sirianni said defensively, this is still not a great defense. I mean, they should move the ball on Sunday and score somebody. So I asked you, and you kind of filibustered, is this the week the offense gets right? How many points do you expect the Eagles to score on Sunday?
I say 21. That's all I need. 17.
Ooh, I don't think that's enough.
Here, that's not a good job.
I think the way the defense is playing, you give them 21 points, they'll win this game.
On a fast track against this offense?
Yes, 21 points.
So we're holding the Cowboys to what? 20?
17.
Woo!
17 points.
We can't muster more than 21 points in this game?
That's high. That's high. That's a little high.
It's not high!
For this offense right now, yes it is, Joe. But I think they can do it. I think that this defense is playing real salty right now.
Yeah.
Super salty. And that's going to help keep – defenses travel well. Like, when you have teams like this and their offense is sputtering, the good thing that you can lean on is your defense.
Kyle, how many points they score on Sunday?
Well, how many points do we score on Sunday?
How many points do the Eagles score Sunday?
Not a good Cowboys defense.
No, but probably not the worst anymore.
Better than it was the last time we saw him.
Quinnen Williams, yeah.
26.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take the 26.
And I think that's enough.
26, we're walking out with a win. I'm good with that. If it's 21. I think this is good.
I think
it's going to be tight.
I think to expect us to hold them to anywhere below like 24 points is crazy. And that's not a knock on our defense. I just think the way Jared Goff is such a rhythm timing guy, and they were able to knock him off that rhythm. Dak can play like out of structure. He's hard to take down. He's kind of like a tree trunk in the pocket, and he can scramble, he can throw on the run, all that stuff. Like, I think it's going to be a little bit harder for us to cover those wide receivers for like 5 seconds.
I agree.
On a lot of plays.
That's why I think that the pass rush is going to come up big.
But
he moves.
I guess kind of my point
move.
Is that Dak's a little bit harder to get off his spot with the pass. Like, if you put a guy in Goff's lap, he's not going to make the
like
throw.
Like the play where Jalen Phillips kind of juked out Penei Sewell in the red zone.
Right.
Dak can move away from Phillips.
He can stand in there. He can move all that stuff. Yeah. Like, I think he's going to be tougher than Goff.
Yeah. You guys are trying to make me feel better. This is not a trap game. And I'm hearing 21 points from Douglas over here.
I don't think it's a trap game.
21-17 feels like I'm biting my nails.
I think we're going to be biting our nails.
Yeah, all right.
But I think we're built for this more than Dallas.
All right, I like that. Jeff in Wilmington's up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hugh, I love it when you answer Joe's one of his ridiculous questions with, what do you mean? It's so funny to me.
It's a very simple question. Do you think the offense is going to get back on track? What do you mean? I don't know.
Well,
not punt seven times.
I mean, what do you mean? What is on track? Because they haven't been on track. I mean, what is your definition on track? 21 points to me is on track. Funny. You know what I mean?
21 points is on track against that defense?
How many points did they score last
going
week,
up
Joe?
9, 16, 21.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we call a trend.
That's
what we call a trend.
See, he's trying to.
This is lower the bar, Douglas.
This word salad over
this
here.
This is lower the bar, Douglas, is what we're getting. Go ahead, Jeff.
I feel you, Hugh. That's exactly what I'm like, what do you mean? So here's the thing. The one difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys over the last, well, you can put the Cowboys over the last 30 years, but the Eagles over the last five is the Eagles happen to be thriving under this dysfunction, as you call it, Joe. I mean, they won a Super Bowl. They've been to another one, and they're probably going to go back this year. It doesn't seem to phase them totally at the end of the game when we walk off with a win. The Cowboys, you know, Jerry Jones' win is when everybody's talking about him. He doesn't – he doesn't really care about, you know, obviously he doesn't care about winning a Super Bowl. He cares about being in the spotlight.
Are you wearing a wire, Jeff?
He's saying it sounds like some wire activity.
And we're here the
beat
day.
Are you wearing a wire like he was yesterday?
Yeah, we're wondering if you're spying on us, Jeff. Are you wearing a wire?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Should I be?
No, well, hopefully not. That's not good for anyone. Jeff, you're right. And look, that's why the Cowboys are going to max out at 7 or 8 wins, and the Eagles are going to get to 12 or 13, and they're going to be playing deep in January, and the Cowboys will be watching. Like, I get all that. It's just, this is a weird week. I just feel like we're not together right now, and we're going into a game where, like, I just want to feel like most Cowboy-Eagle games the last few years, I have felt like the Eagles are going to win by 10. I just don't feel it as strongly today.
Well, think of it this way. In the first game, we didn't have Jalen Carter because of Spitgate.
Yep.
You know, he knocked himself out. Jordan Davis the whole defense wasn't playing that well.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now look at the defense. So Hughes, 21 points should be enough to win this game. You know, I don't see the Cowboys score more than 10 points. Maybe 14 at the most.
Wow.
That's where I'm at.
Good phone call, Jeff. Have a great weekend. If the Eagles hold this Cowboy offense, again, no cold weather, no precipitation, none of that stuff. If they hold them on a fast track to 17, 15, 10, then, I mean, do we just flat out say Monday this is just as good as last year's defense? On the road
again. We'll probably be hyperbolic. That sounds like something we'll do.
I don't know if it's hyperbolic. I don't know if it's hyperbolic. It's just real.
They play well. They're playing well. And you want to start playing your best football around this time of year. So, yeah, I don't think it's far-fetched to say. Especially when you talk about at the trade deadline, you brought in different pieces that have come in and fit seamlessly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give you that.
Look, if we hold them to 15 or 10 or 17, then it's clearly going to be a win and not a trap game. I think the game will be played in the low 20s. Matt in Germantown is up. What's up, Matt?
This is Ray, Diehard Joe, my favorite barber, Kyle, Uncle Hubie with the doobie. I don't want no smoke today, all right?
What's up, man?
I'm going to put you on hold. You sound like you're underwater, so let's get that right.
Get your phone out of your mouth.
Yeah, get it fixed up. Maybe he's swimming. All right, 215-592-9495. We'll get Matt back up. Hugh, though, before we go any further, you know what we got to do, right?
We got to do.
What have we been doing lately?
Recklessly speculating?
Well, that's my fault, actually. I shouldn't have said what we're doing lately. No, we've been doing Combo Con lately. Can we do a little Combo Con on a Friday?
Combo Con!
All right, it is Combo Con. Of course, you're presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Today, our winner will receive the qualifying prize, the Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, along with the Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which is the Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks, of course, to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, today, Hugh, we are looking for opposites, two things that are polar opposites, you know, Eagles, Cowboys, Dallas, Philadelphia. It's Dallas week. We couldn't have more opposites. I mean, these two teams are polar opposites, right? One is very offensive and defense.
I got one.
Is very defensive and not much offense right now. This, you know, the fan base is polar opposites.
Polar opposites.
You got one
for you.
What do you got?
Applesauce and pork chops.
That they're not polar opposites.
No.
In fact, they go together.
Polar opposites.
They're not.
Applesauce and pork chops.
They're both food. They are actually often put together.
It's like a very classic chef's combo.
Pork chops.
No.
Have you
tried it yet?
Nope.
We've been trying to get you to try this for, 3 years?
Nope.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's really good.
Nope.
I've never met anyone who doesn't like that combination.
Don't like it.
Okay.
Pull up.
You never tried it.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know if you don't like it.
Nah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
I think we've gotten to the point now where your culinary thoughts are just...
They're absurd. But he's also just very stubborn.
Well, that's...
A little bit.
I mean, the guy's breaking up mini glizzies this week. 215-592-9494. All right. Combo Con. Best answer we get today to opposites wins the qualifying prize, automatically entered for the grand prize. And, of course, the game itself, are you getting the same feeling I am? This feels like a trap game. I think we're biting our nails in the fourth quarter when it's 23-21 and it's a tight game. Jimmy in South Philadelphia. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. Joe, if you're just scared, man, you got to go get the dog, dude. I think we're going to be all right. And we're discounting, too, the Cowboys' own emotional turmoil from the past week, right? Like losing a player on their team. We're talking all about the negative of us, but we got to think about what's going on for them,
so,
too.
So, Jimmy, I think it's hard not to bring that up. I when I was thinking about the game, I was trying not to use that, but I actually view it in the opposite way. It's obviously tragic what happened, and it's so sad what happened to that kid.
Yeah, but it's motivation.
But I think it's kind of galvanized that team. Like, I when I watched them play this past Monday night, I felt like they're kind of rallying around the tragedy. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go win a bunch of games in a row. They're not very good. Jimmy, it could go one of two ways. Like, at some point, it could kind of break them because all the emotion, or they could kind of ride the we're going to go win for our guy type of thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think coming off a Monday night for them too, it's a quick turnaround. Yep. And I know it's end of November, but December Dak might be arriving a week early too. I don't know.
Well, I would like that because we could use that. That would help us out for sure, Jimmy. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think Jeff took a couple of my points. Like having Jalen Carter back obviously changes the game. Jalen Phillips up front. Like, yes, Dak can move around, but I think we're going to be in his grill more than he's used to this week. And yeah, I'm kind of feeling that like 24, 27, 10 to 13. Kind of on the Cowboys thing, because I think this D is real.
Well, if what you're saying, what Hugh's saying, what Jeff's saying, if we can hold that offense on a fast track to 13 points, boy, then we have something special. All right, Jimmy, what do you got for us for Combo Con? Opposites.
Hey, Jeffrey Lurie and Jerry Jones, man. It doesn't get more opposite than that.
That's a great one.
Really,
Jimmy, that's a great one. We'll get you in the mix. Hugh, I like that one.
I've eaten a lot of that cut.
I mean, could they be more polar opposites?
No,
owners?
You're right. You're right. Jerry's, yeah.
The absolute
He's different.
Glory hole.
He's definitely different. No question about it.
Yes, he is. Let's go back to Matt in Germantown, who I think came up from the ocean. What's up, Matt?
I'm back, y'all.
You're good. We got you.
All right. That's the bet. All right. Yeah, Uncle Hugh, man, I don't want no smoke today. I honestly think that, like, we really – something's got to give, and I think, like I said before, Nick Sirianni is just going to take over with the play calling because I think they don't know what's going on. I also think because we're playing in Dallas, we're really going – it's a statement game, I think, that's really going to happen. And Jalen's coming home. You know he's from Texas. So I personally think it's going to be that. That's what I think. Because when we play in controlled environments and when I was at the Rams game and – finer conditions, we kind of know how to show out because he knows how to play his hurry-up offense, and it seems like everybody knows what they're doing. And all we did was swap a Johnson for Johnson. Lane is out, but we got Fred Johnson. Last time I checked, when he started and played the whole game, I think his record's like 5-1. So,
you know, and he is considering, you know, backup tackles. You know, it's hit or miss. He's a pretty good one, right? And they're used to him playing because unfortunately Lane's been in and out of the lineup a lot, Matt. So I get all that. It's interesting, Matt. Good phone call. The point of them playing on a fast track. Last year, I felt like they were great indoors last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Super Bowl was indoors. They played the game in L.A. against the Rams. I'm trying to think of the other games they had last year. It felt like last year in particular.
The Saints?
The Saints game?
Yeah.
Is there something to that?
Like being on turf?
Yeah, like for the Eagles.
Maybe. Hopefully. You know, that's what we haven't had too many of those games this year, so it's kind of hard to
have we had any? I'm trying to think now. Home Dallas, It was week two in Kansas City. Week three was home. Week four was in Tampa. Five home at the Giants. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hugh, that was a good one. That was Jalen's best game.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about
that. Yeah. Okay. Inside. Maybe they're more built to be indoors right now.
Well, we say that, but we are an outdoor team. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What is up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Joe Giglio, with all due respect, you can take that trap game talk and shove it where the sun don't shine. Because it's a fired up Friday. It's Dallas week. Mm-hmm. Dallas sucks. And despite reckless speculation and gossip all week, okay, where the national and local media are playing checkers, our reigning Super Bowl champions, our Super Bowl MVP quarterback is playing chess, my friend. Because guess what? Okay, Jalen is playing nothing but possum with all you guys, where you say he can't do this, he can't do that. He is the ultimate team quarterback. He's not going to pull a Josh Allen. He's not going to pull a Sam Darnold.
Oh,
he's going to, if he's not given what he wants, he's not going to make a mistake. The one thing I can guarantee is, again, he will not turn the ball over, okay? And this is going to be a 31-21 game, but this game is going to be over by the third quarter because this young gun gangrene defense is going to do nothing but run roughshod all over Dak Prescott, okay? Jerry Jones, Jersey Jim, you can take, how about them Cowboys, and stick it where the sun don't shine, because this Sunday it's going to be nothing but a Lone Star smackdown. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
You know what's funny? You know what it's about Aaron? I like Aaron, but Aaron doesn't sound believable when he does it.
Well, it's because he's coping with things. I mean, the playing possum, the Jalen Hurts playing possum thing. Yeah, like, did we have 14 incompletions out of 28 on this past Sunday?
I did that on purpose.
On purpose?
I think if you squeezed them, a bunch of hot air would be.
Yeah, I mean, you could believe the Eagles are going to win and win big on Sunday, and that I hope they do. But, like, the idea that we're playing the – like, there's a lot of things we do to cope about why the offense isn't where we want it to be, why it's not where they want it to be. The idea of possum – is preposterous. It's preposterous. Like, we could have lost the last... They won the last two games by how many combined points? They won by the 3 points in Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won by a touchdown this past week?
Yeah.
So both were one-score games.
Yeah.
So, but we're playing possum as if we're up 40 and the game is over in the second quarter.
I don't understand that. Like,
why? It's coping.
It's hard. It's hard to win games in the NFL. And to sit there and think that I'm not going to use my best up. Even when Chris Collinsworth said it, they're going to wait till the end of the season to run it.
Well, with the Jalen running, yeah.
I'm like, now, Chris sits in on the meetings, and I'm not poo-pooing what he's saying, but I've never been a part of an NFL where every week wasn't meaningful, and you try to win football games, and you say, oh, we're not going to run this because we don't want anybody to see it because we're going to save it for the end of the year. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's different if it's week 16, Hugh, right? You've clinched a playoff spot. Then maybe you hold a few things back because you're there. Like, we're not there yet. And even Sirianni, when he speaks to that stuff, says we do what we got to do each week to try to win a football game. 215-592-9494. All right, Combo Con today. We're looking for opposites. Best answer today wins the qualifying prize and gets in the mix for the grand prize. First answer we got today, Jeff Lurie and Jerry Jones as polar opposites, is a darn good one. All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up on the other side. Do you feel like this is a trap game? I do. And again, when you have a trap game, it doesn't mean you lose it. I mean, but it just could be tighter than you want, and it could be uncomfortably tight.
Getting wild, it gets going.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Where do you come down? Does it feel like a trap game for the Eagles this Sunday in Dallas? It does to me. It does not for Hugh Douglas. Your thought on that? And A.J. Brown talked again yesterday. What do you know? We'll get to the noteworthy things he said at his locker and react. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.